Classic Hits on 4CC. Well, it's going to be a pretty good weekend to be out in the water, so I thought we'd get one of our local tackle stores. They are a local store with the Wolf, so make sure you go along and support them. And that's Complete Angler down near the harbour. Got Liam with us. Hello, mate.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going all right now. A good weekend to be out on the waters, eh? You're actually going out a little bit later on this morning.
I am, mate. It looks really good today. Tomorrow blows a bit of a westerly, and then it looks pretty good Sunday through to Wednesday, I think.
Now, where are some good places to go, and what should people use for bait?
Oh, mate, it's pretty small tides, so, you know, that it's a good time to hit that deeper water, sort of 30 metres plus. I'm going to go north, sort of up northeast of Hummocky, chase a nenny and maybe a red. As for bait, obviously, any of the local stuff is the best.
Yeah, well, I saw your dad packing squid there yesterday, so you don't see that often.
Nah, put him to work, mate.
Good on you, crack that whip. For people that might not want to go out open waters, what about in close? Where's some hot spots to go to?
Mate, apparently, there's been a good run of grunter up the top of the Boyne near the highway bridge. I had a few reports come in this week of some really good-sized grunter, sort of around that 60, 70-centimetre mark. Same goes for the top of the Calliope. I know that they've been still getting plenty of mangrove jack up there, around the same thing around the highway bridge.
Yes.
With these neap tides, I do expect, and a little bit of cooler water coming in, I reckon the hot water outlet should be holding a few barra. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a few barra coming out of there this weekend.
What about for muddies? A few getting caught or not? We need more rain for that.
Surprisingly, we've had a little bit of a run. Last week, I spoke to a few people that done pretty well. Tallulah Benz, a couple of blokes I spoke to done really well out of there, sort of six crabs out of eight pots and whatnot. So,
any other areas you can think of around Tanham Sands or, you know, down around Agnes Water, some good fishing hotspots there?
Apparently the headland at Agnes is fishing really well at the moment. Obviously, locals from Gladstone and that, they advise us not to travel down there. I know some of the locals down at 1770 and Agnes have been getting mackerel off the rocks already.
We still have the social distance laws. There's no more than two in a boat, is that right?
Mate, it's two in a boat if you don't live in the same household. You can have a family in the boat together. Last weekend, I had me, my father, and my young fella in the boat because you're allowed to have me and the young fella live together and then one mate.
Fishing is for food purposes.
That's right, mate. Going out to collect food is what everyone's doing this weekend.
All right, mate. Well, obviously, people can call in and see you guys at the shop. What time are you open till over the weekend?
We'll be 8 till 5 today, tomorrow, and then Sundays, we're 8:30 till 1:30.
People want to stock up on their bait. They want to get some tackle or some good advice. You'll obviously have it for them. And give vouchers available too for those that might want to buy a prezi for somebody that loves their fishing.
That's it, mate. We got it all down here.
All right. Make sure you get a nice big nanny for me, eh?
I will, mate. I will. I'll send through a photo.
Hey, Liam, we'll catch up next week. Good on you, buddy.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, eh?
There you go. They are your local tackle store. That's Complete Angler. You'll find them down near the Gladstone Harbour.